welcome to the Driftless Weekend Show on a very special day. It is April 18th, is what they call Vinylthon. We've been playing all vinyl. Well, Kappa has been playing all vinyl since 7 o'clock this morning. Ethan and I are in here to take over from 10 to 11. How you doing today, Ethan?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's one of the best days of the year. It's Vinylthon. It's Record Store Day. It's a special day here in Viroqua.
Yeah, and we got all set. It was a little chaotic to get in here, to kick Kappa out and get going, but we managed to do it. So the first vinyl I played was a song called Birthday, and I'll send that out to my wife, Roseanne, whose birthday is today. So happy birthday, Rosie. And that was off the Beatles' White Album, that was in 1968. And Ethan, I want you to look this album over while I talk about it. The title is The Beatles. That the only thing embossed on the cover is The Beatles. Do you notice anything else on the cover, Ethan?
Well, I do notice this number down here. Is that what I'm supposed to
that
be looking
is what
at?
You're supposed to, because the first pressing of it, they numbered each album. So I have number 630,059. So
wow, I want that's pretty cool. So this is an original first
that's
pressing.
That's original from 68. See how worn out it is on the top and everything? I played the heck out of that
album. It still sounds great, though. The actual vinyl is held up really well.
And that was the last Beatles album to be offered in both mono and stereo, their ninth album and only double. Birthday is the opening track on side three. Paul and John wrote it together in the studio. One of the other tunes I played was a Bob Dylan and the Band tune called Blowin' in the Wind it was from February 14th, 1974 on Third Man Records. Jack White's got something to do with Third Man Records, Ethan, am I correct?
Yeah, that's his vinyl shop and pressing shop, as well as a record store. They've got locations in Nashville, Detroit, and I believe they have one in London now. But yeah, it's a cool, Jack White's been really pushing the vinyl the last decade or so. I'm a member of The Vault. I've played some exclusive ones from The Vault, and one thing that always makes it easy, it seems that the fall vaults tend to be a lot of Bob Dylan, so it makes getting you a birthday present pretty easy.
Very good, yeah. And that vinyl was green, correct? And that was a 7-inch 45, correct?
Yes, I'm holding it here. It's a very cool green with some different discolorations in it, but yeah, it sounded great.
Yeah, and that was Dylan's first tour in 8 years. I also played a song called Sing This All Together from the Rolling Stones' Satanic Majesty's Request. The original album was 1967, and that was a Zoetrope record, correct, Ethan? Zoetrope vinyl.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool-looking vinyl. I'm going to dive a little bit more into the different versions of vinyl after my set, but yeah, it's a very cool Zoetrope vinyl. Yeah, it looks super cool.
And that was kind of the Stones' sixth studio album, and that was a response to Sgt. Pepper, and the title is Satanic Majesty's Request, and that comes from inside a British passport. It says, Her Britannic Majesty Requests and Requires. So that's what I played, Ethan. So it is 10:14 on a beautiful Saturday morning. It's a little chilly out, but the sun's shining, which is odd for us this week. But we're having fun playing some vinyl, right, E-Man?
Yeah, it's a great day. Come on down and check out the studio. We've got a record sale going, $1, $2 records, some really cool stuff out there. There's a lot of activity happening here on in WDRT in downtown Viroqua. Come join the fun. It's a great day. It's a great celebration of music. And speaking of music, I've got one by the local Honeys coming up here.
Here we go. Thank you.
should never venture into space. But I'll be. She said no Terran girl could trust the Martian race. But I did. Rocket pilot asked me on a voyage to go. I was so romantic, I couldn't say no. That he was just a servo robot, how was I to know? But never venture out among the asteroids. But I did. She said the Milky Way was something to avoid. So I did. She said that Venus was too hot and Saturn not much fun. And bug-eyed monsters tended to be just a trifle dumb. She said I need a blaster and I need a freezer gun. And
And welcome back to WDRT Viroqua 91.9 FM or WDRT.org on your internet listening device. We are here celebrating Vinylthon. This is Paulie and Ethan with the Driftless Weekend Show. How are you doing today, Paulie?
Good. Yeah, it's a little chaotic in the studio, but that's okay.
Yeah, we thrive in chaos, right?
Well, some of us do, but we haven't missed a tune yet.
So. No.
Tell us what you played, E-Man.
All right. So to start my little three-song set, I played the Space Girls song by the Local Honeys. Local Honeys, if you're familiar with the Driftless Weekend Show, I'm a huge fan of them. Really great band out of Appalachia, Kentucky. They've got a great sound. So that single they released earlier this year to start fundraising for their next album. So it's a really cool song, and I kind of wanted to play something space-related in honor of Artemis. So that's what that was. After that, I played the song Grasoline by Morgan Nagler off of her I've Got Nothing to Lose and I'm Losing It album, a new release by her. And Morgan Nagler is best known. She's co-written a lot of songs with popular artists, including Phoebe Bridgers. This is her first album, and actually that song, Grasoline, was co-written by someone you may have heard on my 2025 Best Of show, Maddie Diaz. So I don't know. There's some certain holiday coming up on Monday that maybe that song belongs in your rotation. I'm not totally sure. That good, clean living, but that might be a good one
what
to listen
grasoline,
to on Monday.
Define grasoline. What does that mean?
I know
what gasoline is, and I know what grass is. So.
Well, it's a good combination of the both. You know, you got a gas tank that you need to gas up, and sometimes you got a grass tank that you need to fill with grasoline. But
okay.
That was just a fun song I played. I closed out my set with Courtney Barnett off of her new album, Creature of Habit. I played Mantis, and I want to kind of use this to kind of talk about a little something in the vinyl. Like, check out this vinyl. This might be the coolest one that I've ever actually owned. It is green, red, and yellow splattered. So it's a real cool vinyl. I really think it's one of my favorites that I've actually collected in the last few years. It's by Blood Records out of UK, and they're doing a lot of cool things. And I wanted to just talk a little bit about the phenomenon of colored vinyl and how it kind of works. So did you have much colored vinyl when you were younger?
When I was younger, we were lucky just to have vinyl, Ethan. So the answer's no. It was black vinyl. That was your choice. Black vinyl, I think 90 grams or 100 gram or something like that.
Okay, so. Yeah. Historically, vinyl has been all black, and that was just the way it was. When they started doing colored vinyl, they made some special ones, and they used to not sound so great. But as the technology has evolved and it's gotten a lot better, these colored vinyls do sound as good as the typical black vinyls. And there's a lot of weird ones out there. There's a lot of cool ones. So vinyls like this, they sound great and they look great. Now, one place that you can start losing some quality is when the clearer the vinyl is, the lower what is it called? Surface noise is what it's called that can cause the cracking, the popping, and the issues within your vinyl records. So the clearer they are, but still at this point, the process is so good when it comes to pressing vinyl. And they're making some really cool ones. Some that I want to talk about, check this one out here, Paulie. Show it to the camera too. So this is called a picture disc vinyl.
Sure.
And for the listeners, this is an Amy Winehouse Frank edition.
Oh, on the back, both sides.
Yeah, they've got some real cool pictures on it. Unfortunately, a lot of these picture discs are where you start losing quality. So basically, to make these, they press them in they press a clear vinyl with nothing on it, then they put the picture, then they press the music on it. So this is actually where you can lose some of that quality that you're looking for. And these are kind of more wall hangers. But
what do you pay for a vinyl these days, Ethan?
Somewhere between $20 and $40, depending on it. Some of the special editions can run a little pricier, especially with the new ones. But I would say the majority is somewhere between $20 and $40.
The first record I bought was at the Five and Dime store here in Viroqua. Jerry and the Pacemakers, Ferry Across the Mercy, to $3.99 for it.
So. Ooh. I wish I could get
those. You probably still
deals.
Have it. You might get $3.99 for it again.
Well, so. You can get a bunch of vinyl out here at WDRT for $1 or $2. But yeah, they're making some real cool stuff. And I want to show this one off as well to you, Paulie. Check that out. They're now making liquid filled vinyls.
Never seen that.
Yeah. So that is that is Haley Williams with Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party. That is orange juice filled. Vinyl, but it's a real cool process. Those are some real neat things they're doing. So, you know, sometimes people will question, well, let's say, for example, I want to get into record collection and I really want to get this Kacey Musgraves vinyl. She's got about 8 different variants of her new one coming out. What should I get there? And my response is, get what you want. It's really cool to support the artists. If you're a hi-fi hero like our friend Mr. Kappa, go for the black 180-gram vinyl. That's going to give you the best quality, the best listen. Personally, I don't have the equipment or the ears tuned into that, so I kind of get whatever looks the coolest. But just get whatever you want. It's really cool to support those artists. And I was talking with my with our special producer today, Kylie, about the industry and how vinyl's really taken over. And I have to announce, Mr. Kappa has officially left the building.
Oh, he has. All right. He left by the front door.
He did.
He
did.
Has to sneak out the back. But
yeah, it's vinyl is becoming really cool, and it's a lot of people are collecting it in a very fun way. So. Yeah, if you want to get into collecting vinyl, just listen to what you think looks the coolest or what you want to collect. Like I said, if you're all about that hi-fi sound, get the 180-gram black vinyl. Otherwise, just get what you want and support your favorite artists.
And today is like a vinyl day or for record store? It's a record store day of some sort,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Today is record store day, which is a celebration of local record stores. There's a lot of exclusive vinyls that are being released today. There's lines around the street at various vinyl shops to get these exclusive ones. But it's a great way to celebrate and go visit some record stores. But speaking of special vinyls, you've got a cool one coming up here.
Well, yeah, this is a very beautiful one. We'll talk about the cover after we're done. But I'm going to send this one out to the Instigator. We're going to Lake Marie. How's that sound, Ethan?
That sounds great. Let's take a trip.
On the Illinois-Wisconsin border, there was this Indian tribe. They found 2 babies in the woods, white babies. One of them was named Elizabeth. She was the fairer of the two, while the smaller and more fragile one was named Marie. Having never seen white girls before, and living on the 2 lakes, known as the Twin Lakes, they named the larger and more beautiful lake, Lake Elizabeth. And thus the smaller lake that was hidden from the highway became known forever as Lake Marie.
We were standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters.
Many years later, I found myself talking to this girl who was standing there with her back turned to Lake Marie. The wind was blowing, especially through her hair. There was four Italian sausages cooking on the outdoor grill, and they was sizzling. Many years later, we found ourselves in Canada, trying to save our marriage and perhaps catch a few fish. But whatever came first, that night she fell asleep in my arms, humming the tune to Louie Louie. Oh, baby, we gotta go now.
We were standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters.
Were biking as the cars were parking, the loan sharks were sharking, the necks were narking. Practically everyone was there in the parking lot by the forest preserve. The police had found two bodies, nay, naked bodies. Their faces had been horribly disfigured by some sharp object. I saw it on the news, the TV news, in a black and white video. You know what blood looks like in a black and white video? Shadows. Shadows! That's what it looks like. All the love we shared between her and me was slammed. Slammed up against the banks of old Lake Marie. Marie!
We were standing. Standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters.
Standing by peaceful waters. Oh, baby, we gotta go now.
Yeah.
The distinct sound of the Dave Clark Five. The tune is called Glad All Over. It's from their Dave Clark Five album released in 1966. This white vinyl version was put out in 2019 on BMG Records. This tune displaced I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles as number one in 1964. It is also known as the anthem of the English football / soccer club Crystal Palace. DC5 was the first really loud band. They were right in your face. Dave Clark, the drummer, is still alive at 86. And I thought I played an appropriate song for the weather lately by the Beatles called Rain. That was the B-side of the single Paperback Writer in 1966 on Capitol. And this one is from a 22 single set of Beatles tunes released in 2019. I think James gave it to me for a birthday or Christmas a while back. This one is on the Odeon label. And the Odeon label is the Odeon Records was founded in 1903 in Germany, named after Odeon Theater in Paris. The song is appropriate for the recent weather, I think. Speaking of community radio, during the storm, we listened to the WRCO in Richland Center. And the other day, the DJ said, well, we got a report of a hog and a piglet loose by the Schmidt Farm. So if anybody knows that, will they help us out? So I opened up with one of my favorite artists, Lake Marie, from John Prine's album Lost Dogs and Mixed Blessings on Oh Boy Records 2025. I think you gave that to me for my birthday, didn't you? No, you gave it to me for Christmas because it got back ordered.
Yeah. It was supposed to be delivered for your birthday. I wanted to give it to you live on air, but it got pushed back. That happens in production with these vinyls, but it's a super cool vinyl. It's green and blue, and like you were saying, it's got its own chessboard and some pop-up stuff. Yeah. It's one of the coolest ones I've seen.
Yeah, and the tune, Lake Marie. First off, I got to send that out to the instigator. The tune Lake Marie is about grisly murders in a lake on the Wisconsin-Illinois border from Twin Lakes, which is about 15 miles south of Burlington, which is where the instigator grew up. And the songs reminded Prine of the John Wayne Gacy in Chicago. In the mid-70s, John Wayne Gacy killed 33 boys and men. So make you feel a little good. We played a little murder ballad.
Yeah, we got to mix in a murder ballad
every so often. Good. Well, we're almost out of time. We got about 10 minutes left. DJ Root of the Good Ear is coming in yet. So are we having fun today, even?
Yeah, we're having a great time. I'm not sure if he's still out there, but I do have a special one here coming up for DJ Take One. This is Kevin Morby.
All right, here we go.
This is a photograph, a window to the past, of your father on the front lawn, with no shirt on, ready to take the world on, beneath the West Texas sun, the year that you were born, the year that you are now. His wife behind the camera, his daughter and his baby boy, got a glimmer in his eye, seem to say, this is what I'll miss after I die, and this is what I'll miss about being alive, my body, my girl. Now time's the undefeated, the heavyweight champ, laughing in his face as he danced like Sugar Ray. Used to be, come on, come on, but now, no mas, no mas. Used to be, come on, come on, but now, no mas, no mas. This is a photograph, a window to the past, of your mother in a skirt, in the cool Kentucky dirt, laughing in the garden, back where it all started, with a smile on her face, everything in its place. Got a glimmer in her eye.
what I miss about being alive. This what I miss about being alive. This what I miss about being alive. This what I miss after I die. This what I miss about being alive. This what I miss about being alive. This what I miss about being alive. This what I miss after I die. This what I miss about being alive. This what I miss about being alive. This what I miss about being alive. This what I miss after I die. This is a photograph, a window to the past, of me on a front line, ready to take the world on. Beneath the Tennessee sun, inside the kingdom, got a glimmer in my eye. See you soon.
And welcome back to WDRT Viroqua. This has been the Driftless Weekend Show here with Ethan and Pauly. With Ethan and Pauly here, we've been having a great time rocking and rolling here with you. We've got one more to get us out the door, but it's been a great day here at Vinylthon. So the last two that I played, Pauly. Sounds good. I played Excited Delirium by Johnny Blue Skies. You can't have a vinyl show in 2026 without shouting out Johnny Blue Skies, aka Sturgill Simpson. He came out with a physical only release of that Mutiny After Midnight album, a very disco themed, very cool one. I had to play that because it's exclusive to vinyl or CD or cassette. So that was Johnny Blue Skies with Excited Delirium. Before that, I played This Is a Photograph off of... Oh, shoot, I needed that. I'm sorry. Before that, I played This Is a Photograph by Johnny Blue Skies. Oh, pardon me, a little chaos here. But yeah, before that, I played a little Johnny Blue Skies. We're pushing up on the end of it. I'm going to throw on a little meters to take us out. So one moment here. All right. as we wrap up today, first off, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in here to the Driftless Weekend Show on a special Vinylthon. And today is a special day. In addition to Vinylthon, it is a record store day. So if you know, I've got a little call to action for everybody. Wherever you are today, if you can hear my voice, I need you to get up out of your seat. And I don't care if you got to walk, run, crawl, or float. I need you to go to your local record store today. It's your responsibility to dig through some crates, to check out a weird album cover and exclaim, "Wow, I wonder what this music is all about." You don't even have to purchase anything. Just go to the person behind the counter and say thank you for providing a way for people to grow and share the music they love. Thank you for providing a safe space to explore new bands and sounds. And most importantly, thank you for being a local and independent business, the backbone of this here American economy. Sure, you can get vinyls at those big box stores. Lord knows that the three for $15 bin at Walmart was very instrumental for my brother and I's music tastes. But remember, them selling music is just a fraction of a percent to them. When you buy from record stores, your money stays local, and that is so important these days. So, thanks for tuning in to the Driftless Weekend Show on Vinylthon 2026. Stay tuned. We're rocking the rest of the day. 24 hours. I think we were hour four, so 20 more hours ready to go. I want to thank my co-host, Paulie. It's really awesome that I get to do this with you. Love you, Dad. And, yeah, let's have a great Vinylthon. We're just getting started. Have a great day, everyone.